U.S. greater than Malaysians urged to stop partying after 328 detained for visiting pubs and nightclubs. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Malaysians urged to stop partying after 328 detained for visiting pubs and nightclubs news. Malaysians urged to stop partying after 328 detained for visiting pubs and nightclubs. Volkswagen Malaysia issues voluntary recall for certain models produced between 2011 to 2015. 21 new cases recorded, including 13 from a new cluster at Kluang Old Folks Home. Majin man who slashed stray dog to death fined RM7,000 for animal cruelty. Gov may make the wearing of face masks compulsory, decision to be announced soon. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. People features lifestyle, from bulgogi chicken to mac and cheese, Subway introduced 12 new irresistible ingredients and it's making us drool. Study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? A wizard, Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Malaysia and you don't even need to be a student. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian? The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As much as Malaysians love to party, staying safe and COVID-19 free seems like a pretty good reason to stay in for now. Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri, Defense Minister and Senior Minister. A whopping 328 individuals were arrested yesterday, the 19th of July, for attending pubs and nightclubs, a restriction that has yet to be lifted under the RMCO. Defense Minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, said a total of 383 people were caught by a joint special task force for taking part in prohibited activities. Of the total 383 individuals arrested for violating the MCO, 328 of them were detained for going to nightclubs and pubs. 32 have been remanded, while 351 were issued compounds of RM1,000 each, said the minister in a statement recorded by The Sun Daily. Unfortunately, this isn't the first instance of people violating MCO rules to go clubbing. Previously, 96 individuals were detained by authorities when they were discovered violating SOPs at pubs and nightclubs. The RMCO task force that was set up by the police conducted 61,907 inspections nationwide on Sunday. It's hard to maintain social distance in pubs and nightclubs. Image used is for illustration purposes only. Ismail Sabri added that, in total, 2,809 enforcement teams involving 11,996 personnel were deployed to conduct checks on 3,681 supermarkets, 5,535 restaurants, 1,882 hawkers, 2,086 factories, 3,458 banks and 754 government offices. Checks were also done on 1,166 land transportation terminals, 214 water transport terminals, and 96 air transport terminals, said the minister. Party animals and club goers can resume their eventful night lives once the virus no longer poses a threat to society. But until then, there's no harm in following the SOPs to prevent another outbreak from happening. Also read, RMCO, 96 individuals arrested at pubs and nightclubs for violating SOP. Source, the Malaysian Reserve Source, Travel Triangle Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.